The El Paso Pro Musica has a lot of action going on these days. As part of the Young Artist Development Series, Trio Jinx is in town for several performances, and a special Young Artist Development Concert is set for today at 5 p.m. at UTEP's Fox Fine Arts Recital Hall. There's also a new Center for Arts Entrepreneurship here at UTEP to learn about. And, of course, the El Paso Pro Musica's final concert of the season is just around the corner. Here to tell us all about it is Felipa Solis of the El Paso Pro Musica. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you so much. It's wonderful to be here.
So you are not busy at all, right?
No, not at all. I'm just kind of twiddling my thumbs and saying, hey, there's more music. That's great. We've been all over the community, and it's been a whirlwind of activity this week. We have a wonderful collaboration with the Peabody Institute of Johns Hopkins University, which is the great music school. And we've brought some wonderful, wonderful young talent to participate in residencies. And these are all students who are looking at careers in the 21st century in music. And basically, we work with Johns Hopkins and Peabody to establish a curriculum for them. And the curriculum is kind of, if you will, almost on-the-job training. But the one aspect of the curriculum that's very important is how do you connect with the community? And that's what's really exciting about El Paso Pro Musica, because that's pretty much the mantra of the organization. Incredible concerts with fantastic artists, but those artists who come here at the behest of our artistic director, Zul Bailey, are here to not only perform, but to teach and to help youth grow. And that's what Trio Jinx is doing. They're learning firsthand. When you engage in a community, you earn your place in it, and you're giving back always. And that's what we want them to take home with them.
And something about them just connotes fun. Like, they are having a good time playing chamber music.
Absolutely. And it takes it out of the box. It's no longer just something that's not attainable. It's accessible. So you've got Yoshi with his bass, and you've got Luna and Leda, and they play the flute and violin, and together they make beautiful music together. And it's not just necessarily the classics that you're used to. They do some jazz infusions, they do some very innovative things. And what's wonderful is that young people can engage with them because they're so young themselves.
This is what I love about it, because I mean, even just looking at them, right, I'm like, I want to hang out with these three. I don't know what they're going to play, I don't know what they're going to do, but I know that I'm going to enjoy it. And something about having that fresh face and that fresh energy is really neat, you know, and empowering to a young person who maybe is thinking about it. Or, you know, how do you go about, you know, what do? How do you become a professional musician? And then here they are, people that look like you.
Exactly. And so that's what was very exciting this week, even with the students here at the Department of Music, in that they worked hand in hand with them and let them know that we're trying to do what you're doing.
Yeah.
And we're just a couple of years older and we've got different kinds of training. So let us share what we know with you, and you go with it and you grow with it. So it's been a wonderful experience, but they are performing tonight. It's a special family concert from 5 to 6 at Fox Fine Arts Recital Hall. And it's only $5, all tickets, everyone, $5. Enjoy and support young artists who want to make music for everyone. And, you know, it's not a job if it's something that you love.
Right. I have a feeling you're going to have a packed house today.
I hope so. Only $5, tickets available at the door. Come see us. I think you will be very enchanted by Trio Jinx.
Now, tell us about this new Center for Arts Entrepreneurship. I'm completely intrigued. What is happening?
Well, it's very, very exciting, and it goes back to what's happening here. And Zul Bailey, along with members of the UTEP Department of Music, Dr. Steve Wilson and the staff and team, of course, here on campus, are looking for ways to cultivate the arts and make it viable for students who, again, are looking at careers in the 21st century in music. But it's the business of music. It's more than just, I'm going to make music on a street corner, or how do I get into that concert hall? How do I engage with the community? How do I do a recording? What's next? And so El Paso Pro Musica has been providing all of the artists that we bring every season to the university to work with students and conduct master classes and private lessons. This coming season, we have a wonderful oboist named Tom Moore, who has his very own very large, very prominent production company of recording. So he's going to work with students who are looking at doing that. How do you do a resume? How do you do that digital work that you need to show off your skills? All of these things, and this arts entrepreneurship and this center for it will allow all music students, and as the program progresses, art students gain insight in getting more attuned to what their careers can be.
Right, and get them to think about that, because so much of the focus is in mastering your instrument, mastering what you're doing.
Which, of course, is indeed the key to their success.
Absolutely.
But there's a lot more. How do you make it work today? This is 2017. I mean, that's what's so interesting about even someone like Zuhl, who 20 years ago attained his amazing cello. What do you do if that's what you're looking to do, is to make your mark in the world that you want so much to be a part of? And it doesn't matter if you're in El Paso or anywhere. It's attainable everywhere.
Right. And there's something about the personality of an artist or a musician that tend to be shy.
Yes, it's
true. And, you know, it's like, okay, they have all this expression that's coming out of them, but you also have to tell people that you're doing that, or else...
And we teach them, too, the art of communication.
Yes.
So we're hoping, and we do that with the Young Artist Development Series. So with this Center for Arts Entrepreneurship, we want to work diligently with up-and-coming musicians here on campus and students throughout the community, and to make UTEP that place to study and grow and be. And it can be a tremendous recruitment tool to have the greatest artists in the world at the fingertips of students who are trying to study their craft.
Well, it's so amazing, and I wish you the best, because those are the kinds of things that all of our local artists need, you know, how to monetize what you do. Because if that's what you want to do for a living, then, you know, you gotta get out there and work
it. You gotta pay the rent. Absolutely.
Exactly. And not be shy about it either.
And no. Take no prisoners. This is time to, you know, shine brightly. And that's what we hope to do. Have arts be such a key and so important on this campus.
Well, talking about shining a light and being bright, you are almost done with your series, with your season.
Yes, and then we start in right away.
You don't get to pass out, like, even for a week? Come on, Philippe, I would love to have this.
I'm going to try to do that. I'm going to try to pass out for a week at least somewhere in central El Paso. But... we have one of the world's great cellists, Stephen Isserlis, who's from Great Britain, who's been named as one of the best from Gramophone magazine on down. He has such fiery expression. He is so wonderful. He'll be accompanied by the amazing pianist, Connie Shee, and they will both work magic. This particular concert will be at the First Baptist Church here in El Paso at 805 Montana Avenue on April 24th at 7:30 p.m., He has just recently recorded Brahms with Joshua Bell. He is incredibly renowned, and it's very exciting that he's coming here from Great Britain to El Paso for the very first time. So you don't want to miss this amazing, amazing concert. This is what we're talking about. These are the artists that we cultivate and we bring here to share with young people in the world.
Now, I have to ask, for the most part, there's always a Zuhl connection. So is there one here?
Well, actually, I mean, there are two cellists in the world making incredible music. They have a lot in common. They Whereas Zuhl has management that is world-based, but Mr. Isserlis is based out of Great Britain, and they share common management. So they have the same message in different parts of the universe.
So maybe we can send Zuhl to Great Britain next year.
Maybe we can't. We can get a piece of the action there.
That would be exciting. Why not?
Absolutely.
It's all about these beautiful relationships you all have cultivated.
And that's what's so wonderful. It's just working hand in hand with so many people and bringing the world together. And what better way to do it than through music, art, film, everything. We have so much in common. And really and truly, we're all connected.
It's true. It's true. So if you haven't had a chance for some strange reason to catch any of the shows from this season, you have one more opportunity.
That's right.
And that's going to be on April 24th.
Monday, April 24th at First Baptist Church. And tonight, join us 5 to 6. It's going to be fast, furious, and exciting. Trio Jinx at UTEP's Fox Fine Arts Recital Hall.
It is going to be amazing. And dare I ask, have you already started working on your next season?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, then at least we know we've got another season coming, and we know you'll be back in January.
Oh, yeah. January and maybe even August.
Really?
Stay tuned. There might be this thing called Summerfest. I've said too much.
All right, Summerfest, you heard it here first. Today, my guest has been Felipa Solis from the El Paso Pro Musica. Join him tonight at the Fox Fine Arts Recital Hall at 5 p.m. with Trio Jinx. Thank you so much for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you.